Keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We live in a world that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Good morning, Simple Church. How y'all doing this morning? Come on. Hey, listen, man, we are so thankful you're in the room. We're also thankful for all those watching online and all of our friends over in North Dallas. Good morning to all of you as well. Welcome to the board game series. Thanks to Evan and Mallory covering for us last week. Give them a little love. Let them know we appreciate it. Yes. Very appreciative of that. And then also, we want to give you a little update. In between the services, if you're in town in this room, they do seminars now for about 15, 20 minutes. Christy A. will be doing a seminar after this service leading into the next on parenting and the FX box and the experience. So we'd love for you to drop in upstairs and go find out a little bit more about that if you're trying to understand exactly how to help kids, and especially in this world of parenting. It's a great way to get some information and hopefully help you. So make sure you go check that out. And then also, you've already heard, we know that Splash Kingdom is next weekend. So a lot of people are asking, well, how are you going to work this game thing into the whole Splash thing? Well, have you ever heard of this game right here? I had not. Uno Splash. Anybody ever heard of that? No, I would think no one had, all right? Because I was asking around, I was like, Uno Splash, what is Uno Splash? So I did a little Google search. Found it. Good news is I am going to have a couple of them available next week when we go out to Splash Kingdom to give away, have a little fun with it. But I found a video that actually explains what it is. Now, it may be a little difficult to understand, and that's all I'm going to tell you. You'll find out after it. Watch.
Uno. Chegou o Uno H2O. O Uno à prova d'água. É fácil de jogar e você leva para qualquer lugar. Uno H2O, é rápido, é fácil, é pra todo mundo.
Uno Splash! I was like, is this the only commercial on the YouTube, right? Is a Spanish commercial? So apparently Uno, they were like, yeah, that's obviously Spanish, so it must be kind of more popular down south. Well, the truth is, it is a great game, and it is Uno that you can play in the swimming pool. So I wanted you to know that's how it works, and this is why I am thankful that you are here, because as we're going through, I want you to know that in 14 years of the Simple Church, I have had a lot of questions about Splash, and you go, well, what do you mean Splash? Not Splash Uno, because no one's ever heard of it, including me. But what we have found questions about is denominational questions about baptism, the fear over baptism, and sometimes people really don't know who to ask because they're afraid they're going to offend somebody if they asked a question. And when you see the videos like I'm about to show you this next one, you'll understand why there's some questions about baptism, because it appears that it doesn't always go so good. Need some proof? Watch this.
Name of the Father, name of the Son.
Oh. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
Cup
him up.
Oh, really? Yeah, dip him, dip him, dip him. Dip him. Oh!
Holy Spirit.
Sarah, do you believe in Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Does he love you?
Yes, sir.
Where are you going one day?
Disney World.
Disney World.
Oh, good morning, Simple Church. How you doing, right? You never thought you could have so much fun with baptism, but I promise you, when I saw them pulling that pastor out of the water, looked like he was drowning, that was some good stuff. So this is why I'm thankful that you're here today. We're going to have a little fun with it. I'm going to try my best to help you understand the church splash, exactly, baptism. And here is a news flash for you. This is why I picked Uno Splash, is because baptism, you cannot do it alone. It is impossible to baptize yourself alone unless you are this next fella right here. Watch.
He's been waiting on this day a long time.
Yeah.
And so, Jordan,
upon the profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Come on, man, give that dude some love. He said, I am not waiting any longer. Did you see how excited he is? Listen, I promise you, many of you do not go out to Splash Kingdom next weekend because you're like, oh, you know, I've been baptized. I'm not going out there. That is just a glimpse of the joy that we get to see and be a part of. So I'm telling you, it is free. It costs you nothing. You're looking for something fun to do with your family. Come on out. See the baptism. Celebrate those that are going public with it. And then enjoy the day with your family. Man, you don't get a chance to do that. Dads, we like to sleep in. I'll do yard work. I'll find some project to do. Trust me, these are moments you do not want to miss. Come and see what God's doing and be a part of it because it really is a special, special time. One thing I have learned in 14 years of Simple Church is that baptism is misunderstood a lot. So what I've done today is taken five common questions that people get, and I'm going to try to answer them. Now, if you're sitting here and you're going, oh my gosh, I'm not getting baptized. I don't need to hear these. Yes, you do, and let me tell you why. It's because when you tell people, hey, I go to Simple Church, I'm a part of it, and then they go, well, I heard y'all baptized out at Splash Kingdom. And then you can, number one, tell them why we do it the way we do and have the information you need so that you can explain to your loved ones, a grandchild, a friend, on why baptism is so important and why we do it the way we do it here at Simple Church. And I'm going to be clear with you. All five questions are from a biblical perspective, not a denominational perspective. So this is not because I grew up Catholic or I grew up Baptist. This is looking at God's word and saying, here is the explanation of baptism, the clearest possible way that we can share it with you, the best possible way we can share it with you. So first question people ask me is, when should I get baptized? Maybe you're sitting in this room and you're going, I'm trying to decide that. I've never really done that before. I grew up in a different denomination or I have never been in church before. And when am I supposed to do this? Well, here is the best answer. You ready? As soon as you're old enough to believe and understand, it is about you getting to the age where it makes sense to you. And you go, well, how do you know this? How do you know that this is the biblical example? Acts chapter 2, verse 41, those who believed and accepted his message were baptized. Those who believed and accepted, it was like they were old enough to understand and believe what God had said, and they accepted that, and then they followed through in baptism. Acts 8, 13, Simon himself believed and was baptized. This is important because most people think, well, I grew up in church and I was baptized young. But did you or were you old enough to really understand? In the pre-show, I showed a video of Zach who got baptized even at Simple Church early on. And he wanted to go public, but he told us in the video that at a later age, he really understood what it was. And he came to believe a little later than his initial baptism. So he said, man, I went ahead and went public when we were at the CenturyLink. This is the key component of baptism. Acts 2:41, those who believed were baptized. Matter of fact, it says that day. So when you look at baptism, this is one of the biggest questions. When should I get baptized? As soon as you're old enough to believe and make that decision. Now, this is where it goes into the little 1A or 1B as far as continuing to answer questions. What about if I was baptized as a baby? What if I was baptized when I was young and I don't remember that, but my mom and dad told me that I was? Here's the thing. In the Simple Church, we baptize only when they're old enough to make the faith decision. This is a key component saying we're not making fun of it. I grew up Catholic on my grandparents' side. I understand that. But we do not baptize children that are not old enough to make that decision for themselves. And you say, well, why? Well, just to have a little bit of fun, here's another little video just to kind of take you into the world of some of the things that I grew up with, maybe some of the things you grew up with. This is just one example why it's wise to wait until someone's old enough to understand. Watch.
Dear Jesse,
I do.
In all his words,
I do.
In all his empty promises,
I do.
The Father, and of the Son, and of the Father.
is it your will that Evan Edward be baptized in the faith of the church that we have all professed with you?
Does everybody kind of get it, right? We've all been there, and the truth is, it's a great moment for these families, and they're doing the right thing. They're saying, hey, I'm bringing my kids to church, and I want them to be baptized in the church. I want them to have that memory. But in Scripture, what you will find, it is very clear. Matthew 19 is one example that Jesus talked to children, he blessed children, he nurtured children, he loved on children, but there is not one recorded baptism of a child in Scripture by Jesus or anyone else. When you look at all of the history of the Scriptures, you will look from start to end. It doesn't matter. There is no example of a child getting baptized. One of the reasons why is because it is about your ability to make the decision yourself. Not because you grew up in a denomination, not because your parents wanted you to, but because you were old enough to understand and make that decision yourself. Every baptism in the Bible occurred when someone was old enough to make the faith decision. It is about understanding how and why and what is happening when you go public with that faith. As we go through, this is one of the reasons about once a year I give this message so that your kids, you can go, okay, now I understand, even while you do baby dedications. So in the simple church, we're not making fun of or saying that a child's baptism is wrong or not right. Listen, if that's what they choose to do in other denominations, it's okay. We're not offended by that. We're not mad about that. But in the simple church, we choose to do baby dedications. It looks something like this. We gather up as families. We pray together. We give them gifts. The next picture I think we have is a table that we set up where there's a prayer book. And this is one, matter of fact, from the first child dedication we did in the history of Simple Church. They're just a time that we spend with that family to say, we agree with you that we want this child to be raised in the church. So we pray over them, we bless them, we give them a gift, and we remind them when that child is old enough to make that decision, we'll be here to help them go public with that as well. But we do not baptize babies or children that are not old enough to understand. Again, not making fun of other denominations. We're not saying that infant baptisms didn't take. If you grew up and had an infant baptism, I think it is an awesome thing to have that in your legacy, in your heritage. But we also would challenge you to get baptized when you are old enough to understand what it means. Get rebaptized, if you will. Now, some people are going, I don't know if I can do that or not. Listen, you don't have to. It's like anything else, man. You can make the choice to do it, but we would be honored and excited to partner with you if you decide to do that next weekend when we go out to Splash Kingdom. Number two, the other question that we get is, this baptism like a spiritual Clorox? And I'm like, what do you mean? Well, people ask, does it cleanse me of my sin? If I get baptized, is this where it all happens, like everything's fixed? I don't know where you grew up or I don't know how you grew up, but this is in the South and we're in Louisiana. So when you go into our water, let me answer the question. This is what it looks like when you come up. Ready? No, it is not a spiritual Clorox. Just a joke, y'all. We're at Splash Kingdom. It's chlorinated. It's clean. It's clear. But we have occasionally, in the history of Simple Church, had a little bit dirtier water than we hoped for. But here's the good news. When you decide to get baptized, there is no spiritual Clorox. There is no special power in the water. As a matter of fact, Jesus is the only thing that cleanses your sin. It is not about the water. Jesus says it is his gift to us, his death on the cross. His powerful resurrection is the reminder to us of what paid for our sin. Ephesians 2 says it like this. God saved you by his special favor when you believed. There it is again. When you're old enough to believe, that's when you can be saved. And then it continues on. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift of God. You can't say, well, I was baptized, so I know I'm getting in because I've done the right thing, or I've done good, or I go to church, or I grew up Catholic or Baptist or whatever. It's like, no, the truth is the only thing that saves you is God's special favor when you believe. Now, give you a little bit more clarity, Ephesians chapter 2. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we've done, so none of us can go around boasting about it. Salvation doesn't come because you got baptized. Salvation does not come because you did good. You helped pack a backpack for kids that were hungry like we're going to do on August 22nd when we come back to Convention Center. Or it's not because of the things that you have done in your life over all of your life. Well, I've been in church my whole life from the time I was born. It's like, no, that doesn't work. Salvation is not a reward for anything good you've done. It is simply a gift from God so that you don't go around going, man, this is what I did. Now look at me. I've accomplished something. I want you to notice in the scriptures that I've showed you so far, there is no mention of water. It is God's gift from start to finish. And one of my favorite illustrations when somebody says, well, can you explain to me a little bit clear about baptism? I can. Everybody pretty much in our culture understands what happens when you wear a ring on your left hand. What does this mean? Very good. See, y'all are a deep class. You understand. You're very knowledgeable. Yes. So I'm married. And the reason I put this on is because I went to an altar. I made a commitment to a beautiful woman, Miss Angie. And in that moment, I made a commitment to her and a commitment to God. And when we got finished with that, they handed us rings. And they said, put this ring on as a reminder of this commitment of this day. Now, let me tell you something. I have been reminded, and I want to remind all of the men and women here, you can take this ring off, but am I still married? Yes, you are. Now, contrary to what some people believe, they're like, well, if I take it off, it really doesn't matter. That's off. No, the truth is, that commitment was made in my heart, just like your decision to follow Christ is also in your heart. But when I decide to put this ring on, I am letting the world know, man, I made a commitment to God and to a beautiful lady, and I am going to be committed in that relationship. And this ring is my outward, visible symbol of that commitment. In the same way, remind you, that's what baptism is. It is an outward, visible symbol of the inward commitment that you have made to Christ. And here's what's interesting. And still, some of you in this room, some of you watching online, have never done that. You still think, well, I'll do that one day, or I'm not quite at that place. My encouragement, my challenge, my hope is, as you hear the message, and as it gets clearer, you go, wait, man, he's talking to me today. I have made the decision to follow Christ. I prayed a prayer in here. I have believed in him. I have trusted him, but I've never gone public with my baptism. And why should I do this? Romans 6:4. I'll give you another example. By our baptism then, when this assumption is when you have been baptized, you're also buried with Christ and you share in his death. It is a visual symbol. So some people ask, why do you go under the water? Why do we have to go under the water? It is a reminder of his burial. But thank God he rose again. And in order to, again, remember Christ's resurrection, that is why we pull you out of the water. So that you can live a new life. Romans 6:4 continues, so that you also can live a new life. It is a visual reminder of Christ's death for us, your death to your old self, Christ's power of his resurrection, and you rising up out of the water to start a new journey, a new life. It is simply a symbol of what God has already done in your heart. Number three. This is another great one people ask all the time. I got a lawyer question for you, Justin. I'm like, all right, what's that? But do I really have to be baptized? I mean, I hear what you're saying, but to be a Christian, is it essential? I mean, technically speaking, do I have to do this? Well, the answer is technically, no, you do not. Now, some of you are going, I can't believe he just said that. And if you were to take this part of the message and take the only thing and put it out there, then some people would be, oh my gosh, I can't believe he said this. But I want to remind you, we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ because you have believed in him, not because you got baptized. Now you go, well, Justin, I'm not sure this is true. I'm not even sure you're really speaking biblically. I will show you the most beautiful example that you do not have to be baptized to be a Christian, to be with Christ, to go to heaven. Luke chapter 23. Then he said to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Does anybody remember where this is taking place? At the cross, that's exactly right. Jesus is hanging on the cross himself. On either side of him are two criminals. These guys are the worst of the worst. They have been convicted of their mistakes, and they are literally dying for their choices. And while they're on the cross, one is bad-mouthing, making fun of Jesus, and one says, I believe you are who you say you are. I believe you are who you say you are. And in that moment, as he's saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom, Jesus replies, I assure you, because of your belief, today, you will be with me in paradise. Now, there are some people that go, well, that's not heaven, that's paradise. Let me explain something to you. If you're with Jesus, that's heaven. Can I get an amen on that? If Jesus looks at you and says, hey, listen, I'm not asking you to come down and do good. I'm not asking you to come down and go to church. I'm not asking you to come down and walk an aisle. I'm not asking you to come down and get baptized. Not at any point did Jesus say, hey, sprinkle some water on that cat so he'll get in. Didn't happen. Jesus just looks at him and says, because of your faith, because you believed, today you will be with me in paradise. That is one of the most powerful illustrations. So some people are thinking, well, then, why should I then? I mean, if I can get into heaven and I can pray and believe in the quiet and the dark of this room and I'm going to work it in, why in the world would I be baptized? Well, I'm going to give you three quick reasons. You ready? Number one, because Jesus himself was baptized. Mark 1:9, Jesus came from Nazareth and was baptized by John in the river. If we're to be Christ-like, if you're supposed to follow the example of Christ, if Jesus did it, then that's a challenge for you. Number two, because Jesus told us to do it. So some of you out here right now are going, I don't know if I can do it. I mean, I know that Jesus did it, but I'm not sure that I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and challenge you. You ready for this? Look at the next scripture. Jesus said, then go then to all people everywhere and make them my disciples and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He gave us a challenge. And teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, because guess what? He's commanding you to be baptized. Well, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm all about being committed to Christ, but he wants me to be baptized. I don't know if I can do that. This is where it starts getting real, because many of us in here, you have friends that say, well, I've given my life to Christ. Well, have you ever been baptized? Well, no, I ain't going to do that. I mean, I don't have to. I mean, thief in the cross got in there. You know, he knows my heart. No, he's like, hey, listen, Jesus did it. He commanded us to do it. And then the third reason, and this is a powerful one, because it lets your family, your friends, your kids, the world know that you believe. If you choose never to get baptized and you say, I don't ever have to go through that, then what I'm telling you is many of the people that you are, again, influencing, whether that's in your home or at work, they never see that genuine commitment. They don't really understand how powerful that moment is. And maybe by you getting baptized, it encourages them, it challenges them to say, you know what? I need to do that as well. Acts 18:8, many of the people who heard him were believed and baptized. Over and over again, you will see the examples of scripture after scripture of people saying, hey, they believed and they followed through. Jesus commanded it. He did it himself. And then he says, hey, when you do it, you're on my team. Now, it is no secret we're back to football season. Is anybody ready for a little football? Come on, y'all. I know you are. So let me just give you a great example. When I put this on the screen, who are these people pulling for? It's pretty obvious, right? No, that is not me, all right? That is not me. It is just an outward symbol to say, I'm with this team. I'm unashamed. I am with it. Last night, I was watching the Hall of Fame inductions. Guess what? All the Steeler fans. Keith, I know you're here. Any Steeler fan out there? Yeah. They raised their terrible towels and all started swinging them because, again, it is the Hall of Fame. This is the induction ceremony. This is, I am a Steeler, and I am proud. They're saying, I am unashamed, and I want everybody to know this is my team. It doesn't matter if it's college, if it's pro, whatever. There are, in our culture, these moments where you go, that guy is with the team. Now, if you want to know if I'm with the team, here's a picture of my latest tattoo. I went ahead and got it for you. I'm just kidding, dude, but you talking about commitment, that dude put Texas Stadium on his belly. Some of you go, I can't unsee that. All right, we're moving on. Number four, how should I be baptized? If I'm in this process and I'm trying to figure out how should I be baptized, is it spritzed, is it sprinkled, is it poured on, is it flips in a pool, what am I supposed to do, right? Well, believe it or not, during this whole pandemic, people have been creative. You won't believe this. This is not being silly. This is actual baptisms. Are you ready? This is one right here. This father said, I got a squirt gun for you. This is the truth. They're like, hey, I'm going to do it. Here's another one. You ready? You go, well, that's not, this is the truth. It's a little strange, but hey, they're going, I'm still going to follow through. I haven't had a little fun with it, but let me tell you something. If you look at biblical examples, the way to be baptized is only one way. And you go, what is that? Big word called immersion. Baptized by immersion. You go, what does that mean? Every baptism in the Bible was by going under the water, immersion. And baptized literally means to dip under the water. So when you're looking at the word and you're reading the scriptures, like, what were they referring to? What were they talking about? It wasn't being spritzed. It wasn't being sprinkled. There are occasions when those things happen, and I'm going to explain that in a minute. But from the beginning, every baptism in the Bible was by going under the water. Acts 8 is one example. Then both Philip and the man went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, what they were saying was, is they walked into, some believe a mud hole, some believe a pond, but they got into the water and they were baptized by going under the water. Church history also tells us this. So if you're one of these people, I need more evidence. I need more facts. I told you, on my grandparents' side, we grew up Catholic. I'll even show you from the Catholic perspective. There's a historian by the name of Brenner, and this is what he wrote when he talked about baptism. For the first 1,300 years of church history, baptism was generally and regular immersion of the person under the water. And only in extraordinary cases, sprinkling or pouring of water. The latter were disputed modes of baptism and often forbidden. Now, if you go, well, how did that even come into this? How did we get here? How did we, you know, spritz and pours? And it's because, believe it or not, this is a horrible part of Christian history. Accidentally, they would drown children. And so some denominations said, whoa, we're not going to go that anymore. We're going to spritz or we're going to pour. And in other situations, they were very difficult to find water. They were in circumstances or situations where they could not get any water. And so they'd say, all we have is this little bit. It was a rare source, so they would pour it on there. Those are the reasons that many people started, many denominations started doing it. You can look it up in history. That's a fact. And when you start looking at other denominations, I showed you the Catholic example. I can give you the other denominations that maybe you grew up as well. Martin Luther, founder of the Lutheran faith, right? I would have those who were to be baptized to be entirely immersed, as the word imports and the mystery signifies. John Calvin, Presbyterian. The word baptize literally signifies to immerse. It is certain that immersion was the practice of the ancient church. You could move on to John Wesley in the Methodist faith. Buried with him alludes to baptizing by immersion according to the custom of the first church. Now, why in the world do I give you all that? Because in 14 years of the Simple Church, these are the questions people ask me. And so occasionally, one time a year, I try to go, let's remember, let's be clear on this. We'll try to record it. We'll put it online so that you can look at this later on. But I have to make sure before we go into baptism, you know exactly why we do what we do and why we try to align with the Bible, not necessarily a denomination that we all grew up with. Number five. How do you really do it, though, Justin? I mean, what is the Simple Church method? Well, I can tell you this. In the song right before we got up, we did There's Something in the Water by Carrie Underwood. There's a little very quick snippet. You saw some of the different baptisms when it came up, and it had like 2,900-something baptisms. Well, the actual number as of today is there's actually been over 3,175 people baptized here in the Simple Church. Can I get a little love on that? In the 14 years, nearly 3,200 people. So when I look back over that, I pulled some pictures for you so you'll understand. How does the Simple Church actually do it? It is true. The very first baptism in Simple Church history was in a church. That is it right there. That is at First Baptist Bossier. Before we launched into the Simple Church, we actually did the very first baptism right there in the church. But many of them, including next weekend, have been at Splash Kingdom. The largest number baptized in one day is 413 people in one day. Can I get a little encouragement on that? Powerful. But let me tell you something. It ain't about the number of how many. It is about you. It is about your story. It is about your decision. And as I pulled these pictures, as you look at this next one, I look at different people like Rufus. This was at LSUS. All right, we went to the pool at LSU, and we were got to be able to baptize there. I look at my friend, that's Terry Seaman's kids right there, and that's the same pool. I look at the Montgomery pool. If you'll look real close, there is Ashley, and my daughter was actually baptized at that pool as well. And then Miss Donna, one of my special favorite people ever. She is in heaven now, and I think about that moment that she went public in her faith. I look over here at Andrea, and this is at Party Central. She works the front desk for us and volunteers, and I think of all of these different stories and examples. I pull up another set of pictures. Here's another group of people. As you start looking through, it's been Convention Center. There is Ian, my son, getting baptized at CenturyLink. One of my favorite baptisms of all is at the Pulley's house, and this was one of their first public baptisms, and that's my buddy John Bott. You can't see his face right there, but he's handicapped, has some disabilities. And he wanted to go public, and we got him into that hot tub, and we're able to do that. And then this is Richard, and one of my friends called me and said, "Man, I want to get baptized. I want to go public." I said, "Okay, where you want to go?" And he said, "Man, I don't know. I'll meet you anywhere." So we walked across the street in the neighborhood that I live in, and we went and got baptized right there in Cypress Lake. Guy rode his bike from Shreveport all the way up there. I'm like, "Dude, I could have done it at Cross Lake." "No, dude, I want to do it at Cypress." Whatever. All of these different locations. I'll show you one other slide just so you can understand. From the CenturyLink with Brian Reed to the bar. For many of you that don't know our history, we baptized in a bar. How cool is that, right? The big Bossier Instructional Center, Airline High School. And then for all of my friends in Dallas, I will remind you as well. This last picture is when we went to someone's home right there in North Dallas. And we got to baptize many people in a pool because they were saying, "I want to go public with my faith." I'm telling you how we do it. We've done it in over 20 locations throughout the 14 years. We have baptized nearly 3,200 people. And by the end of this next weekend, it'll be over 3,200 people. But this is the thing. Acts 8:36. While they were traveling down the road, they came to some water, and the official said, "Look, here is some water." And this is the question I want to ask you. What is stopping me from being baptized? See, the thing is as they were going down the road, they were talking about their faith. They were talking about what God had done. And the young man asked a very important question. And for many of you in here, this is the question. "Hey, man, I have accepted Christ. I believe he is the Son of God. I know that he died for me, that he rose again, but I've never been baptized. What is stopping you?" The location may not matter at all. What will matter is that you will have a marker, a reminder of the day that you went public. And let me tell you something. This next Sunday, early in the morning, it'll be about 9:30, 10 o'clock is when we actually start, but the park doors will open at 9:30. You come in, you get your t-shirt, we register you, we get you in that water, and in a matter of seconds, moments, that baptism is marked forever in your heart. And you said, just as Christ said, "Hey, Jesus, if you did it, I'm going to do it. If you ask me to do it, I'm going to follow through. I want my kids to see it. I want my neighbors to know about it. I'm going to post the picture. I'm going to celebrate it." And I don't know if you remember this or not, but about a month or so ago, the one time I worked out at Planet Fitness over there, well, I'm not say one time, I was in there and I was trying to, you know, get in the mood, and a young man walked up to me and he said, "Hey, man, I'll never forget it." And on his phone as his screensaver is the picture of him getting baptized. It had been years. But in his mind, he marked that moment that he went public. Most often, that picture was also at Splash Kingdom. The way that we have baptized is at Splash Kingdom. I pulled this last picture up just because I want you to see. As all of these people, some people, all they see is the crowd. Let me tell you, what I see is the individuals. What I remember are the tears. What I remember are the smiles. What I remember is the fact that people said, "This is my moment." And in the middle of everything that's going on in our culture, in the middle of everything that's happening, don't lose sight of this powerful moment. This is one you don't want to miss. Now, to give you specifics of exactly what it'll look like when we get out to Splash Kingdom, here are some little bit more details so that you can be a little bit more at rest of going, "Well, what does it look like when we get to Splash Kingdom?" Because that's what we're doing this next weekend. We've done here at the CenturyLink, at the Convention Center, we've done CenturyLink, we've done pools, but next week is baptism. And here at Splash Kingdom, what it looks like. Watch.
What is up, Simple Church? We have an awesome day planned for you right here at Splash Kingdom. The whole day is going to be completely free. You get in between 9:30 and 1, and you can stay all the way until the park closes. Everybody will enter right here through the main gate, so bring your whole family and let's have some fun.
That's right. It is free to enter the park, but we will be accepting monetary donations to help our local schools. Let's make a huge splash for kids in our area who need help getting back to school with all the supplies they need. Just look for the donation stations as you come into the park, and let's do good together.
If you plan to be baptized, don't forget your towel and swimsuit. Check-in for baptism will be at the white tents between 9:30 and 10 a.m. Well, you'll receive your blue Simple Church t-shirt to wear during the baptism. Stop by the changing areas if needed, and then head over to the baptism meeting by the wave pool.
There will be a brief baptism meeting at 10 o'clock at the Wave Pool Pavilion. Come sign the baptism banner, grab your seat in the shade, and Justin will give you instructions on what to do.
After the baptism meeting, you'll head right over here to the wave pool. Don't worry, the waves will be off, and if you're getting baptized, you'll go into the water and pick whichever minister, whichever line you want to go in. They're all the same. They'll all baptize you. It's really up to you. If you have family that wants to go in the water with you, that's great. They can get in with you and stand beside you, but we'll also have tents on the sides, so if they want to watch from outside the water, they can do that and be a part of the baptism as well. If they decide that they do want to do that, we ask that they would rotate out so other families can get there and see their families get baptized as well.
Now it's time to go public with your faith. Rest assured, the water's not going to be too deep, so there's nothing to worry about. A minister will walk you through every step of the process. It's going to be easy. We're so excited to be a part of your baptism, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, concessions will be open. We're going to provide free bottles of water while it lasts during baptism. You'll want to bring money for concessions like pizza, ice cream, and popcorn. And don't forget money for icies. You know you're going to need an icy or two while you splash around the park. Lastly, please swing by and see me at the Life Group tent. We're going to have a quick little cornhole tournament. This will be a great way for you to meet and mingle with some Life Group members and make connections with guys and gals you've never met before. I hope to see you there.
We want to make sure you have a good time that day. We can't wait to see you at Splash Kingdom.
Come on, get a little love right there. So as you already know, we were going to do it in July. There's no fireworks or anything like that. It will be that morning. You just need to get there between 9:30 or so. The meeting will be at 10, and then we baptize right about 10:15. So you have family or friends that want to come out and see that. They can get in the water with you, or they can stand on the side. So just make sure that you know. It is a great way for you to go public. Only got one more video for you as we get ready to walk out of here, and this is my girl Brittany Reeves. She's going to give you a little bit of a story, a personal story of baptism and why it is so important and what it meant to her, and then I'm going to pray for us. Watch.
I got baptized whenever I was 23. The Lord had been working on my heart for probably a full year. I was not raised in church, and my first day at Simple Church, I came very broken and wounded, and honestly, I felt very unworthy of anything good. But on my first day at Simple Church, I know that the Lord specifically planned that sermon for me. I realized then that I needed to make changes in my life, and I worked on that for probably a full year, and then I was ready to commit my life publicly to the Lord. It's the best thing that I've ever done. I got married shortly after and continued to work on my relationship, and the provision throughout my life has been mind-blowing. If anyone were trying to figure out if they should get baptized, I'd say go for it. What I've learned in the past 10 years is that nothing can separate you from the Lord's love, no sin, no past mistakes. I've been through it all, so I really get it. And you'll see the most faithful, gentle hand reaching out to you forever once you make that step, just because I, for so long, never thought that I deserved anything good, and it just makes me sad that the devil can get in your mind and make you feel like you're unworthy and you're not good enough and you never will be good enough. And once you commit your life to Christ and you make that step and that commitment, he shows you that that's all false, and he'll never leave you or forsake you.
Come on, man. Give old Brittany some love. It's awesome. So you saw it on the screen there. You've heard Brittany's story. Maybe that'll be your story. Maybe you can say, man, this was my moment. Some of you, you've had to sit through this talk before, and you're like, I don't know if this really mattered. Maybe it's a reminder for you to share it with somebody that does need to hear it. Don't miss it. Let me pray for you. God, I pray for each and every person that is in this room, that's watching online, that they're trying to decide, man, should I go public with my faith? For some people in this room, they can't say yes because they've been struggling with even developing that faith or trusting you. And I pray that today, maybe like they hear Brittany's story and they can, man, I can relate. They don't feel worthy. They're not sure that they can really receive the gift that you have given in your son. But I pray that today they would see it really is their gift. It's specifically just for them. That you love them so much that you went to the cross, that you died on that cross, you shed your blood for them to cover their sins. And by the power of the resurrection, God, it is a reminder that they can overcome whatever this world's trying to throw at us. And as we follow you, the first step is to go public with that decision to get baptized. Some people have waited a long time, but I pray that this would be their little nudge to help them get over that hump. Some were baptized as a child. They don't even really remember it. Some were as a baby. They definitely don't remember it. And maybe this is their moment to say, man, I want to go public and have something I can remember because I am old enough to believe and make that decision myself. Give them the courage. Give them the strength to know that they're in a safe place to do that, to ask good questions like we tried to answer today, to try to take that step and follow through. Regardless of the things that we've grown up hearing or our insecurities, our fears, I pray that they would see you clearly today and they'd be willing to follow you into that place of baptism. And as we go through that, God, I pray that today the weather would be great, that we would enjoy that, that the family and friends would come and celebrate those moments with those friends that make that decision today. We thank you for that. We look forward to seeing what you do next week. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can I get an amen somewhere? Come on, one time. You notice I'm getting you out of here on time, giving you a little bit of extra so that you can go to that seminar. It's going to start about 10:30 upstairs. If you want to go to the FX seminar, go up there. It's room 206. Christy A. is going to be talking about parenting and how to help you with parenting. So if you want to spend 15 minutes or so and figure out that, please make sure you do that. Make sure you sign up on the app, though, or on our website if you're coming next week. I want to make sure I have enough shirts for you, okay? I love y'all, dude. I thank you, and I can't wait to see you next week. And until then, what do we say? Peace. Thanks for coming.